3:30 on the Aaron Keck Show, 97.9 The Hill. Of course, you know what that song means. It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kid Question of the Week, Kids Q, airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 p.m. during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop and YouthWorks on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits: Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And joined today by Mr. Dakota Moyer, who is looking really concerned because he doesn't actually know what the question is, because I refuse to tell him. Dakota, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, AJ?
I am doing quite well. Filling in for Aaron today, obviously. Otherwise, it would be Aaron standing here. But since you've been asking me for about an hour now what the question is, and I've refused to tell you, correct?
You're correct. I'm excited.
Excited or...
Nervous, a little bit nervous.
A little trepidation going on. Okay, that's good. That's what we want, because we want an honest answer. We don't want you making it up before the actual question
that's
gets
good.
Asked.
That's right.
So we're going to jump straight in. I'm going to go ahead and ask you the question. We're going to give you a couple seconds to think of the answer,
okay.
And then you have to give an answer that we're going to judge you on, because this is the radio and it is being recorded. So this is happening forever. It's probably
okay.
Going on Facebook
yeah.
Before the end of the day today.
Hey, no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure at all, Dakota. Today's question: what would you do if you could travel into the past?
Ooh.
I told you it was a good one. I told you I would not lead you astray with the question.
I don't know.
No, that's not an acceptable
if
answer.
If I could travel into the past,
mm-hmm.
I think I would go back to see when my parents first met. Because I think that'd be a very special moment for me to see.
That is both adorable, and I feel like you're then going to take this recording and send it to them to say, hey, look what I want to do in the past.
No, I think every kid hears the stories about how their parents first met. And if I could go back and see how they first met, I think it'd be a really special moment.
Well, yours is very sweet. Mine's much more mercenary, I guess. As long as we retain the knowledge of present day.
Yeah, of course.
As long as we can retain the knowledge of present day, I would go back and bet on the Triple Crown winner for this past year and make a buttload of money.
That's also a very good answer.
Before you said before the first one, there was like, there's no way we get a Triple Crown winner. I beg to defer.
A year later, and another one.
Yeah. So that is what I would do. Obviously, I'm a much worse person than Dakota is.
No, that's not.
Oh, come on.
Yours is money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I would be a horrible person with a lot of money, and you would be very happy, and your parents would love you forever. So,
with no money.
Who needs money? Happiness is not in money. So, Dakota, thank you for joining me today on Kids Q. Thank you for your honestly quite beautiful answer. So, thank you very much.
Welcome.
You're very welcome. So, if you're driving around at home, eating a snack, ask your child this question, see where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, feel free to share on Facebook or Twitter and tag at WCHL Chapelboro at YouthWorks on Main using the hashtag Kids Q. Coming up after the break, taking another look at your weather here on 97.9 The Hill, it's the Aaron Keck Show.
At 90.